good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. You are now tuned in to Pair Talk, the podcast Reloaded. I am your host, First Lady Christina Renee, and we're going to get this party started. So it is now 4:59. I'm on my way to the gym. Yes, I'm changing up my routine because I feel like at the end of the day when I work out, I'm like spending time doing something when I could be doing something else. So how do you get more done in a day when you feel like you don't have enough time? You get up earlier. So got up at 4:30 today. I think in order to be successful at this, I'm going to have to actually get up at like 4 o'clock. So I can be done with this part of my day to start the other part of my day. But working out has become a permanent fixture in my life. So like when you like something or when you need something, you don't negotiate. You don't like compromise, rather. You find a way to make it work. So today is the day that I'm trying to make it work because when I leave my regular job, I need to be able to focus on other things. But I wasn't able to do that because I was exercising. So now I got to get the exercise out of the way so I can basically do the other things. This morning's message hasn't quite downloaded yet. So maybe after I leave the gym, I get those creative juices flowing, I have a topic to say to you. But we're going to save that for the end of the trip, you know? All right, so stay tuned and I'll come back with a positive message. So, I just finished my workout. That's crazy. It's not even 6 a.m. yet. And I'm done with my physical activity for today. Unbelievable. Unbelievable situation, guys. This is just amazing. You know, I was trying to come up with a topic for this podcast, and I don't know. I think just being real, the only thing that's coming up is don't wait, just do it. And of course, a lot of the podcasts, we're just going to be reiterating a lot of the same topics because that is the cycle right now, consistency, just not moving when you feel like you're ready, just move. Because a lot of times the motivation comes when you start. And I don't know, it's just amazing. Like I'm literally done with my forced physical activity for today. So that means that when I get off work, whatever it is that I need to do, I can do that without having to worry about working out. Now, I'm not gonna lie. Getting up this morning was actually pretty decent. I just know I need to kind of adjust my time a little more to get up just a little earlier so I can stay in the gym a little longer. But I did maximize my workout today. And I'm ready for the productive day that lies ahead. So this is the part where the rap breaks down. This is the part where the rap breaks down. It gets real intense. No one makes the sound. For my Eminem fans, you know that. But seriously though, in all seriousness, if you're struggling with anything right now in life, just know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. But in order to get to that light, you have to go through it. When I started this change in my physical health, it was back in June. And I'm not gonna lie, about the first 2 months, I felt like I was like not getting any progress. I felt like nothing was happening. I really didn't see a change in the clothing that I was wearing. I didn't see a change in a lot of stuff. Now I did see a change in like my energy levels and my ability to want to complete tasks that I started. But physically, it really wasn't a lot of changes But because I knew that I was doing what needed to be done, I stayed consistent, I remained vigilant, and now I look like a whole new person. I really do feel like I done went to Dr. Miami and got my body done, but it's even better because it was on sale, just this low cost of $25 a month at my local fitness place. So just know that if you're trying to start something, every day is not going to be easier, but every day that you decide that you want to make a change, it'll become more routine. Because I'm going to be real, I still contemplate my life choices when I do my runs. You know, like, do I really want to be this healthy? Do I really care that I'm overweight? Because my mind is just like, I don't want to do this. But then I have to shut my mind up and just keep going. So just know that if you're starting something new, the negative thoughts that's coming in, it's a defense mechanism to try to keep you in your same patterns of behavior. But if you want to change, you have to become the change. You have to become the change that you wish to see in the world. It's one of Mahatma Gandhi's well-known quotes. So you have to actually become that change. To be the it girl, you have to do what the it girl does to get to who she is. And the it girl or the it guy or the it person could be whatever your definition is. Because what I may like, somebody else may not like. And that's okay. It's okay to like different things. And that's pretty much it for today as of right now. So don't wait until you're ready. Just go ahead and do it. You know, that's how you learn how to swim. You know, unfortunately, learning how to swim is not a gentle act. Learning how to swim is not a gentle act. And if it is, if your experience with swimming was great, let me know in the comments, because my swimming experience was jumping to my hands. I asked, are you going to catch me? They said, just jump. And yeah, and I jumped and they moved their hands. You know, definitely didn't like the process for that learning moment, but I know how to swim. Just throwing it out there. So at the end of the day, I feel like that is a great reference. Like, learning how to swim is not a pleasant lesson. It's really not. It's literally the fight against you and your life with a body of water. By, you know, my thoughts, suffocation sounds like a terrible death. Or drowning, which is still suffocation. Just think of it like swimming. Just jump in. Don't try to touch the water to see how cold it is. Just jump in there. Just jump in and just take the plunge. Hey, topic. Take the plunge. I know how I get it. If I just hurt your ears, I'm sorry. But, you know, it came to me. Just take the plunge, God dang it. Take the plunge. And on that note, I'm going to get up out of here. Y'all enjoy y'all days. Enjoy y'all afternoons. Enjoy your evenings. Enjoy your night. My name is First Lady Christina Renee, and you were listening to Parent Talk, the podcast Reloaded. Remember, guys, take the plunge. See you on the next podcast. Bye.